Mahatma Gandhi, Mother Teresa.
Yes.
Martin Luther King.
Yes. And you.
Me? No, no, I wouldn't put myself in that category.
That's the problem right there.
I know, but I just can't imagine myself at their level. You're talking about great human beings here. These are people who changed the world.
Thank goodness their view of themselves was not as limited as yours.
Yes, thank goodness. Yet if I wanted to think of myself in a new way, how could I do that?
By not thinking of yourself at all, but by thinking only of yourself.
All right, what's that supposed to mean?
It is supposed to mean that when you think of yourself, you're thinking of the little self. But when you think of yourself, you are thinking of the big self. When you think of the big self, you automatically play a bigger game, go for higher stakes, seek a grander goal than is held in the limited vision of the little self.
Wow. That's my biggest challenge in life. I always see my own agenda first, my own personal agenda. I always seem to serve the little self first. And I always want other people to serve it first, too. You know, it seems to me when I think about this that I do things for other people only when it serves me. If it doesn't serve me at some level, I'm not there for them. I've lost a lot of important relationships because of that.
And how does that feel?
Terrible. It feels terrible.
So you haven't been serving your own agenda after all, then, have you? You haven't served yourself at all.
No, no. Not if my agenda is to be happy, I haven't. But how can I stop this? How can I let go of that behavior?
Well, you've recognized it. That's the first step.
It doesn't seem like a very big first step.
It is. Seeing one's own unwanted behaviors and claiming them, declaring them, owning them, is a huge first step. It's a step many, many people never take. It's too painful. And now you're sharing your painful experience with the world through this dialogue, and others will see themselves there as well. And they, too, will move closer to healing. Don't you see how this all works? All you have to do is to tell the truth to each other about yourselves. Truth is a form of service. Don't you see that? It is one of the many forms of service one can enter into daily. And through blessed service, you will discover that you never needed anything and that lack was all an illusion. When you give away that which you thought you lacked, love, compassion, companionship, money, anything, you suddenly experience that you had it to give all along. This changes everything. This turns your thinking completely around, allowing you to see that you have what you thought you lacked.
So, if I enter even more fully into service, my life will work more of the time?
Your life is working all of the time right now. You simply say it is not working in the moments that it is not bringing you what you want.
Well, isn't that a pretty good definition of life not working?
No, it's a horrible definition. Your life is always working, whether you know it or not. Sometimes it works to bring you what you want, and sometimes it works to keep you from what you think you want until you can mature and grow and see that it isn't what would have brought you the highest and best, that it wasn't your next most beneficial step.
This is hard to swallow, you know that? I mean, you're standing there now trying to tell me that a family starving to death in some far-flung place where nobody can get any food, or a child being raped by her father in a moment of unspeakable cruelty, is life working?
I know, I know. When you try to apply what appear to be simplistic explanations to complex life situations, the explanations seem to fall apart.
Seem to? Excuse me, they do.
You cannot know the agenda of the soul. You can only know the apparent agenda of the body. You cannot even be absolutely certain about that, but you can make some educated guesses.
Yeah, I would say so. For instance, it's a pretty solid bet that everybody wants to stay alive, that nobody wants to be hurt or injured or damaged in any way.